The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. My name is James Robertson. I'm a researcher, publisher, and teacher regarding the matters and truths of the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. I've been actively serving him since 1993, over 30 years. If you are not actively serving Yah, then by default you are serving Satan. My objective is to show you how you can make a big difference on earth and qualify for a position of high esteem in heaven for eternity. It is important to understand that as a believer, just being good is not the point. It is relationship with Yah that counts. Without this, you will be in a very unpleasant place in heaven with no way out. My aim is to show you how to get close. If you're a good person without a clear relationship with Yah, then you're in a spiritual no man's land and you will not enter heaven when you die. The Creator said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? Yah is calling everybody on the planet to be involved and serve him and to help him to have victory over Satan. My goal is to show you how to do this. Fundamentally, we each need to learn to see things on earth from Yah's perspective. My aim is to teach you how. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries, one word, .org, or email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's J-A-M-E-S @endtimeissueministries.org. Today we're going to talk about the Creator desires friends. Overview of the broadcast. Yah, the Almighty Creator, says there is a huge issue in terms of believers thinking they can believe what suits them and do what suits them, thereby abdicating their responsibility to serve me faithfully and overcome. The purpose of serving Yah is not for what he will give us in this life, but for what we will give him in exchange for his rewards to us in the life to come. This broadcast will explain this. We will discuss the reality that Yah, the Creator, desires to have deep personal relationships with people who become his friends. We will then look at why we're here. I would stress that it is about relationship with the Almighty, not worship of intellect. I will then talk about hearing Yah, advise you to get on your knees and listen and test. Finally, we'll look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. So, Yah the Creator desires to have deep personal relationships with people who become his friends. Yah the Almighty Creator has said there's a huge issue in terms of believers thinking they can believe what suits them and do what suits them, thereby abdicating the responsibility to serve me faithfully and overcome. The purpose of serving Yah is not for what he will give us in this life, but for what we will give him in this life in exchange for his rewards to us in the life to come. This broadcast will explain it. Folks, I can't stress this enough. We are not on earth for Yah to bless us and for us to be wealthy and fly around in private jets and what have you. It's for us to do his work. It's for us to have a deep personal relationship with him. It's for us to become his friends. The ultimate goal of all of this, the entire creation, the entire history of earth, the entire society in which we live, is for human beings to come into existence through procreation from Adam and Chava Eve and live lives that afford them the opportunity to qualify to enter heaven, to be found to be good and faithful servants, to be overcomers, and to become friends of the Almighty Creator, Yah the eternally self-existing. Of these, the highest goal is to become a friend of the Almighty in this life. Folks, it's so important to understand that there is a hierarchy of believers, from those who don't have a relationship with Father at all, who end up in the outer darkness, to those that have a deep personal relationship with Father, become his friends, represent him on earth, speak to him, share with him, do things collaboratively with him, and ultimately qualify for a high throne with a glorious supernatural body, with great authority, great power for eternity. It's up to you. What do you want? Do you want to live this life in whatever way you're living it at the moment and get to the end and come before the judgment seat and Father says to you, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you? Or do you want him to say, come up higher, you esteemed of the Creator? I know which I'd rather go for. And I encourage you to do the same. If you were to die at this instant, where would you end up? Would you go to heaven, or would you end up on earth as an ancestor spirit, a demon, disembodied human being, human spirit? No motive power. Horrible, horrible situation. Friend of the Almighty is one who has strenuously worked in this life to develop a close personal friendship with the Almighty through faith, sacrifice, discipline, by choice. A person who's done the hard yards to grow in obedience, who's dealt with sin, aligned themselves with the Almighty, sought a deep personal relationship, prayed the right prayers, spent thousands of hours in worship, prayer, study, seeking the Creator. A friend of the Almighty is a person to whom the Almighty confides his plans and discusses them, consults with them, asks their opinion, a person to whom he admits his mistakes. Think about it. Think about your best friend on earth today. Father wants you to be that to him and a whole lot more. He wants you to be as close to him and share as much with him as you share with your best human friend. That is the sole reason that human beings exist, folks, is to be friends of the Almighty. If you are not strenuously seeking to become a friend of the Almighty, you are missing the whole purpose of why you're on earth. Really ask you to think about it. There's this massively complex universe, solar system, planet Earth, plants, animals, human beings. Why are they there? They're there for one reason and one reason only. Father Yah was lonely. He wanted companions that he could do things with, that he could have relationship with, that could be his friends. And if you are not doing that, you are missing out the entire reason of your existence. Yes, the Almighty does make mistakes. That may be a shock to you. There's a whole lot of doctrine which says that the Almighty is all-seeing, all-knowing, and never makes mistakes. Satan was a mistake, a failed experiment. The contest in which we find ourselves today was a mistake. Permitting Ham, the demon-worshipping son of Noah, to enter the survival vessel with his father Noah was a mistake. And so on. A friend is one who does just enough to provide for themselves and devotes as much time as possible to the service of the Almighty, a person who is entirely dependent on the Almighty and totally in love with him. The Almighty desires friends above all else. You may say, well, James, how does that work? You're talking about a pretty straitened existence. Well, depends. I've made a lot of mistakes in my life, so I live a pretty constrained life. But it's my choice. I spend money on the ministry. It's my choice. It costs me money. to do these broadcasts. It takes costs me money to keep the website going. I've just upgraded the website to get faster response times. It's all money that I could be spending on myself. I could be going on holiday, but I choose not to. I love my creator. I love Father Yah, Daddy Yah, Abba Yah. I want him to win the contest. I want to sit on a high throne with him for eternity. So I'm prepared to make sacrifices in this life, and I ask you to consider whether you are prepared to make sacrifices. People who remain true to their friendship with Yah to the end of their lives will, on their death, sit on the highest thrones in heaven, very close to Yah and to Yeshua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. There is no greater prize in the universe than being a friend of the Almighty. And the reward in the life to come is beyond anything we can imagine today in terms of the esteem, the honor, the glory, the authority, the power that awaits these people. There are few people in any generation who truly qualify as friends. And there have only been a few men in all of history who have been so close to the Almighty that they've really made a difference. But it is available to you, whoever you are, to be one such person. It's a matter of you making a decision and saying, I choose to become a friend. Email me. I'll help you on your journey. I'll counsel you. I'll pray with you. I'll pray for you. I'll point you at the most relevant articles to study, the things to do to draw close. If you're a high achiever, if you're somebody who has great aspirations in the physical realm, you might want to realign those aspirations and say, you know what? I can be the greatest on earth and hardly make it into heaven or not make it into heaven at all. Or I can reprioritize and focus the rest of my life on seeking a high throne for eternity. That's the decision I've made. I encourage you to do the same. The most notable friends to date have been Noah, Moshe, Moses, Yeshua, Jesus, and Muhammad. There have been friends in every generation who've not played such dramatic roles in the world. These include Abram, David, and many others. You may not aspire to such high status, but it is available to you. It's available to every one of us to become friends of the highest standing. That's what it's about, folks. You can become a king on earth and not make it into heaven. You can be a successful business executive and not make it into heaven, or you can make it into the outer darkness, or you can make it into the fringes of the throne room. And you'll weep and wail and gnash your teeth, potentially forever, at what you let slip through your fingers. Is that how you really want to end your life? Regretting for eternity that you wasted your life pursuing worldly things instead of devoting your time to serving Father and pursuing heavenly things? It's your choice. What do you want to do? I know what I've chosen. I know what I want you to choose. But I can't do it for you. All I can do is tell you about it. Power, authority, esteem, forever. You might be made a ruler of a planet. You might be made the ruler of a city. I don't know. All I do know is it's possible. There's a huge amount of work to be done in this generation, and there's place for friends who will make a dramatic difference. Are you willing? Do you aspire to please your Father in heaven and become his friend? There is much on my website to assist you. I encourage you to pull out all the stops and go for it. Refer to the article on relationship with Yah on the website for more in this regard. The reality is, contrary to what just about everybody believes, there are fewer true believers on earth today than there have been at any time in history, barring immediately before the flood. There's a few thousand who are moderately close to Father. There's perhaps a million who would make it into heaven if judgment came today, if Yeshua returned today. Are you sure that you're in a place of right standing with Yah, that you will make it into heaven when you die? Or is it a bit shaky, a bit iffy? I'm going to stick my neck out and say that the probability is, whoever you are, whatever you're doing, it's probably a bit iffy, because even if you're in the top 20 or the top 50, there is so much error and so much deception. So I'm going to move on. Talk about an article, 2013-09-1, Why Are We Here? The longer I walk, this was written in 2013, September. The longer I walk this road, become aware of what is really important to Daddy Yah, the more I realize that very few people know why we're here. I receive emails about grace and peace and rest and God understands. And it is true that if you're walking in the full power of the Spirit of Yah and living a sinless life, you will be led by Him to a place of grace and peace and rest. But it is unlikely that you'll get there in this age, and should you get there and then get to the place of being stoned or flogged or nailed to a stake, it's unlikely you will have any of these things. There were not many, even centuries ago, who died in grace and peace and rest. Now, my understanding has evolved a bit since I wrote that. And the fact of the matter is that if you walk free of sin, fully free of sin, the forces of darkness can't touch you. But you need to pray prayers like, Father, I thank you that your messengers, in other words, angels, encamp around me to protect me. I thank you that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I thank you that every tongue that rises against me in unrighteous judgment will be refuted. There are other prayers you can pray, but those three are really important. I pray them daily. It's up to you to create a framework which allows you to make a difference. There's a huge need for people to make a difference. If you're hearing what I'm saying, if you're seeing the reality of what I'm saying, I urge you to make a commitment right now. The implication is that somehow Yah has called us, the implication of the way most people view this is that somehow Yah has called us to come along for a free ride where He will do all the work and we just do what takes our fancy. I've come to understand that this is far from the truth. Even the most superficial examination of historical writings in the Bible or elsewhere will reveal this. But Jesus, I hear some cry. So Yeshua, who was the Latzin, died an appalling and tortured death so that you could live a sloppy, self-indulgent life, doing what suits you and paying lip service to some sort of relationship with Yah. I don't think so. Yeshua died so that people who were really serious about serving Yah had a means whereby they could receive forgiveness for sin. And not so that they could keep on sinning, so that they could realize their sin, repent of their sin, ask for and receive forgiveness, and then walk forward free of sin. It is entirely possible to live free of sin. Yes, you may slip now and again, and then you go to Father and you say, Father, I'm terribly sorry. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done this. Please forgive me. I repent. I turn around. I'll go the right route from here on. Take the bread and wine of the covenant meal and remember, Yeshua said, this is my blood given for you and for many for forgiveness of sin. Do this as often as you shall drink it in remembrance of me for forgiveness of sin. And just have peace and joy because he's called you to that, but he's called you to that in his service. We sing songs of refiner's fire, but few understand that the process of being refined by Father's fire is painful and difficult and not at all pleasant. So why are we here? Number one, Daddy Yah was lonely, and he decided to create intelligent beings to keep him company. The first being of this type that he created was a spirit who later went on to volunteer to come to earth and become the prophet Yeshua. Subsequent creation endeavors were not so successful. Father created messengers or angels. One of them became so proud that he led one-third of the messengers in heaven in rebellion, and he was cast out of heaven and became Satan. Folks, it's heavy stuff. Father did not intend to create Satan. Satan was a manufacturing defect. He had pride. Father's been learning all along. People get stuck on the way things were in the Bible and they want to go back. Folks, if things had been working properly 2,000 years ago, the world wouldn't be in the mess it's in today. Father has to do things differently today to the way he did them 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, because his various experiments have failed. Are you going to help him to figure out what to do next so that he can win the contest? It's a big opportunity, folks. Point number four. Yah was in the process of creating the universe and was working towards the creation of human beings who would be the pinnacle of his creation and the intelligent friends and companions that Yah desired. And he was creating a home for them, planet Earth. Satan challenged Yah and stated that Yah was unable to create a being who would voluntarily resist sin, and that if Yah placed Satan and his followers on Earth together with the soon-to-be-created men and women, they would all eventually worship Satan and forsake Yah. Yah agreed to the challenge, and it was stipulated that there would be 7,000 years during which the battle would be fought. Some simple laws, which most people know as the Ten Commandments, were stipulated, and some principles were established. The rules of engagement. It was a huge mistake for Yah to accept Satan's challenge. Huge mistake. Something that he deeply, deeply, deeply regrets. And the reason the world is such a mess is because of that challenge. And the fact of the matter is, Satan is winning the contest hands down. As I said just now, there are a few thousand people on earth today who have some sort of meaningful relationship with Father. There's perhaps a million who would make it into heaven if judgment came today. I'm not talking about the outer darkness. That doesn't count. What are you going to do to change the situation? What are you going to do to change your situation? Because I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but the fact of the matter is right now, you're probably not headed for a particularly good place in heaven when you die, if you're going to make it at all. Point number seven. The agreement was that if at the end of 6,000 years, Satan had succeeded such that no man was in a position to call for judgment on Satan. Satan would have won the contest and would rule earth and all men for eternity. During this 6,000 years, both Yah and Satan were free to take whatever measures they deemed fit to secure their side of the battle. Father battled to find one human being to call down judgment on Satan. He found one at the last minute. If Satan did not succeed in 6,000 years, he would be judged appropriately for his rebellion, taken out of the battle, but he would not die, and Yah would withdraw from the battle and let mankind battle it out with Satan's forces for 1,000 years. That's where we are. It happened in 2003, May 5th. And at the end of the 7,000 years, the final judgment would take place. If there was not at least one man or woman at the end of the 7,000 years who was without sin and therefore able to call down judgment on Satan, Satan would be handed control of earth and all men and women on planet earth for eternity, including all the demons, the deceased human beings. There's a slight kicker on that one. If that happens, Yah will withdraw his universal spirit from earth and everything will die. So Satan will be left with a what you might call a pyrrhic victory. No human beings, just a whole lot of demonic spirits. And they fight amongst themselves and they can't kill each other. And horrible situation. So you don't want to die as an unbeliever. You really don't. Point number 10, if Satan were defeated, Satan and all those who had followed him would be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone and utterly consumed, with the caveat that those believers who at some level followed Satan and were not without sin would spend time in the lake of fire commensurate with the level of their sin before being admitted to heaven. Accordingly, we're on earth to provide friendship and fellowship to Yah and fight on his side to defeat sin on the earth, at the very least at the level of ensuring that there's a human being on earth, or human beings, plural, on earth in 3003, between Passover and Pentecost, who are in relationship with Yah and without sin in order to call down judgment on Satan. That's the desired outcome, that Satan is defeated and he's cast into the lake of fire and brimstone with all those who follow him, over 100 billion human beings who've died without belief. And then we get back to what Yah originally intended. 7,000 years of detour of a horribly failed experiment. Or is it a failed experiment? Will you help to turn it around? Will you help to make a difference? Or are you just going to sit there doing what you've been doing for the life to date, pottering along, not really worried about the Almighty, just pottering along. Not really worried about the fact that maybe you just scrape into heaven, maybe you won't. I find it so difficult to understand why people would think that way. So if you're not playing your part in this battle and earnestly seeking a deep personal relationship with Yah to bring him joy, to strive for all truth, to conquer the forces of darkness in your life, then in your environment and finally on the earth, I have to say to you that your life really is not worth much. Unless, of course, you've decided that Satan will win and have aligned yourself with him. But if you get close to him, you'll find he's a very hard and ruthless taskmaster, human sacrifices and so forth. Either way, on the middle ground, you face a very unpleasant outcome. So which way do you choose? I recommend that you go all out to serve Yah. To me, it's so obvious. I'm sorry if it's not obvious to you. There really is only one viable option, and that is to say, you know what, Father Yah, I've got a revelation that you want me to become your friend, I'm going to do whatever it takes to become your friend. I'm going to seek to please you. I'm going to seek to do your will on earth. I'm going to talk to you every day, throughout the day. I'm going to listen to what you have to say, and I'm going to act on what you say to me. I'm going to discuss how I live my life in consultation with you so that I can make the difference on earth that you created me to make. It's up to you. It's really up to you. So another article, 2013-03-06, so 10 and a half years ago, relationship with the Almighty, not worship of intellect. Shortly before writing this article, I received a steady stream of emails on various topics that argued matters of doctrine or teaching from in-depth intellectual analysis of the Bible and other texts. Frequently, these arguments and the resulting conclusions are totally at odds with what the Almighty is saying, and it becomes apparent that the writers place high reliance on their intellect and the intellect of other learned people. In doing this, they totally miss the message of Yeshua and every other prophet that has ever lived, which is fundamentally seek a personal relationship with Yah, the Almighty Creator, and seek to please Him. Fundamentally, nothing else matters, and nothing else will qualify you to sit on a high throne with Yeshua for eternity. I'm on a Facebook group with a guy who's, I believe, is really committed, does good works, but he's locked into what I call Torah worship. He thinks that the whole thing is about being Torah observant. It's not, folks. It's about having a relationship with the Father at the level that the Torah is written in your heart and you keep the commandments by the Spirit of Yah, by His anointing, by His wisdom, by His guidance. Because the whole thing is so complicated that it doesn't matter how much you read and how much you commit to memory, you're not going to get it all right. You've got to have Father help you. This is simple to do, but it's so difficult because it requires one to lay down the worship of one's intellect and accept that one does not know how to overcome or to please Yah, or even how to have a relationship with Him. It's simple because one is only required to completely set aside one's intellect and walk with Yah by faith and, in a sense, blind trust. It is difficult because our entire upbringing and our society fights against doing this. Together with this article is another article on the website, 2012-0105, Getting Close to Yah, Appropriate Prayer and Fasting Are Vital. Sets out a range of measures that one can take in order to hear the Almighty Creator clearly. Look under the Bible page, more about the Bible, part one, Prayer and Fasting Are Vital. I commend this document and the approach that it advocates for your earnest and prayerful consideration. Folks, there's a huge amount on the website. You can be daunted by it, intimidated by it, or you can just say, hang, this is really useful. Somebody's gone before me and charted a course that I can join on to and follow and learn from and go further. My heart's desire, I've reached a certain level. I've made numerous mistakes. I've lost numerous anointings because of those mistakes. I've pretty much reached as far as I am aware that I can go. My goal today is to help you to go further than I've ever been. I want that for you. That's my only reason for living, is to help people like you get close to Father. Another article, 2012-0202, and I want you to notice that these articles are 12, 13 years old. I've been consolidating this and applying it for a significant amount of time. These are not things that I've sucked out of my thumb in the last 24 hours. So the article says, I've been asked how I hear Yah, more specifically, how I know it is Yah. And I guess by implication, how is it that I'm so confident that I hear him? The following article seeks to address this question. If you've been on my mailing list, if you've been getting my broadcasts, listening to the radio broadcasts, TV broadcasts, it may puzzle you that I'm so confident that I hear him. I've been walking this road for a long time, folks. When he spoke to me audibly in March 1993 and turned my life around, I knew that he existed and I knew that he wanted to speak to me. I was about to commit suicide and he said to me, speak to Ian Peters, he's got something you need. Spoke to Ian, Ian led me back to Father. It never occurred to me after that he would not speak to me again. And I know that he wants to speak to you and he wants you to hear him. Step number one, believe he exists and believe that he wants a relationship with you. If you don't believe he exists and that he wants a relationship with you, why would he talk to you? In order to hear Yah, you must believe with absolute certainty that he exists and that he wants a relationship with you and wants to speak to you. If you do not believe or have walked a road of not knowing him, he may speak to you a few times in order to get you going. But after that, you must believe he exists and you must want to hear him. Otherwise, you're not going to get it right. Then pray and ask him to speak to you. Father, I ask you to speak to me in any way I'm able to hear you, directly, through videos, TV, radio, newspapers, magazines, books, people I meet in the street, in any way I'm able to hear. He will meet you wherever you are, and he'll speak to you in whatever way you're able to hear or to perceive or discern, if you are prepared to hear him. It's easy just to block your ears and say, God, please speak to me. God, if you speak to me and I know that you're real, then I'll follow you. No, it doesn't work like that. Look around you. Look at nature. Look at the complexity of the universe. And say, you know what? The Creator has to be real. This couldn't have come into existence without a highly intelligent engineer to build, design and build all of this. Look at the periodic table of the elements. Look at a piece of fruit which goes through a sapling, to a tree, to a flower, to a bee, to pollinate it, to a lovely flavored orange or peach or pear or whatever, and say, yes, I know the Creator exists. Father, please speak to me. And then you get on your knees. The best place to hear Father is on your knees or flat on your face on the floor, not on the bed. It's too soft and too comfortable, flat on the face on the floor, preferably one without a carpet. Or else get on your knees and listen and listen and listen. And if you listen long enough, you'll hear him. So get on your knees, listen and test. In my experience, I hear Yah most clearly when I humble myself and get on my knees. I get on my knees every night before I go to bed. Sitting or standing, particularly rebelliously and challenging him to speak, is not the way to do it. You need to understand that you're a microscopic speck in his universe. He's not going to pay attention to you if you come with a bad attitude. He's had enough of people with bad attitudes for the last 6,000+ years. He's the almighty creator of the heavens and the earth. You need to get this and humble yourself appropriately. Then listen. Believe he will speak to you and listen attentively. And then if he tells you to do something, do it. About 9 months after I started actively serving him, I had an experience where I was traveling down in the countryside to visit my sister to celebrate Christmas. Excuse me. That was before I discovered that Christmas was an abomination. And he said to me in the car, there's going to be an Anglican priest ministering in the church today. I want you to say to him the following. I was new in this. The thought of going to an Anglican priest and saying, in those days I thought in terms of God and the Lord has given me a word for you, da-da-da-da-da. So I was pushing back. Believe me, I was pushing back. Right then, I guess if you'd said to me, would you rather not hear Yah, I would have said, you're dead right, I wouldn't. Throughout the service, he was saying, you need to give this word to this man. After the ceremony, everybody's filing out of the church. I go up to his wife, and I'm very diffidently, very quietly, I say, I believe that the Almighty wants to say the following to you. She raises her hands and cries out, Trevor, the name of her husband, this brother has the word that we've been waiting for. If I'd not been obedient, that would not have happened. They became close friends. So to wrap up, this will continue next week. I'll continue part two of this next week. But I want to ask you right now, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to Him. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? And then a step further, a much bigger step further, have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and you'll be bitterly disappointed when you die. He wants to become your friend. He wants you to become His friend. There's a difference. It's easy to become His friend it's easy for Him to become your friend because He wants to be your friend. And He knows how to do it if you let Him. The big question is, will you become His friend? Will you do what's necessary to come to know Him and to understand Him and to hear Him? And there's a piece about obedient and seeing yourself as a servant and then being raised up to be a friend. So in closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and I will connect with you by Skype, Zoom, Teams, email or telephone so that I can help you with your journey or WhatsApp for that matter. I hope to connect with you again next week when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make His enemies His footstool. Folks, it doesn't matter whether you're tall or short, thin or fat, rich or poor, educated or uneducated. It doesn't matter if you're a Satanist. It doesn't matter if you're a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim or a Hindu, or whatever. Father Yah, the eternally self-existing creator of the heavens and the earth, wants you to become His friend. And He will meet you wherever you are. If you get on your knees and say, Father Yah, James Robertson says that you want me to become your friend. I don't know how to do it. Help me to get there. He will help you. You've got me to turn to. Email me. I'll get on WhatsApp or whatever with you, phone you, get on Zoom. I'll talk you through it. I'll point you at the right articles to read at the right time, the prayers to pray. I'll pray with you, pray for you. I want to help you. This is the end. If you're a regular, I'm going to carry on with a little bit more after this for people who haven't listened before. So if you haven't listened before, please stay on. If you're accustomed to these broadcasts, please drop off. Thank you so much for listening. Good night. So for those of you who are staying on, in closing, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as a management consultant. I have over 30 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993 when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that he was real. In learning about Father, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. See the video, Why Seek Relationship, for an overview of what I believe. It's about four or five lines down in the menu on the website. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries, one word, .org. The ETI version of the Bible with correction of key translation errors is available on the ETI Bible version page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far. Search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. There are at least four podcast websites with the back issues. Books with teachings from 1998 to May 2019 are on the compilation of most writings page in PDFs ready for printing. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the mailing list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. Folks, that's all from me for today. Have a good evening and thank you for listening. Cheerio.
Father, I come to you, lifting up my hands. By your grace I stand.
Hi, I'm James Robertson. I want to speak to you about the reality that the Creator desires friends above all things. The real reason this universe, this solar system, this planet, the plants, the animals, and human beings exist is that the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth desires friends. If you're not actively seeking to become His friend, you are missing the point of your existence. Please listen to my broadcast on www.w4cy.com radio or on https://talk4tv.com. Visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org or email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to find out more. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much.